Hello, everyone, and welcome to the CSFL Hub Podcast. I am your host, as always, Kyle, and today we will be diving into our Week 6 review, home stretch of the season, starting to wind down. Still a lot of good football to be played, though, so let's go ahead and dive right into it. First game we're going to look at is Caldwell versus Penn. Penn took the W 40-10. My player of the game is senior running back Laquan McKeever. He finished with 122 rushing yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, 2 receptions for 24 yards, and 1 receiving touchdown. So I was at this one my second time this year, going to Franklin Field to see the Quakers play, and it was not a disappointment. Despite the slow start by Penn, Caldwell was up 7-0 at the end of the first. Again, they obviously won the game 40-10, so the electrifying offense got back on pace to right the ship. Junior quarterback Andrew Piolini continues to produce. He finished with 159 yards and 3 touchdowns. Also added another score on the ground. There was one throw in particular. Piolini broke the pocket, kept his eyes downfield, and made a heck of a throw to senior tight end Ben Klaus. Klaus made a heck of a catch as well. Toe touch catch in the back of the end zone. So a lot of focus from both players, a lot of determination from both players. And that was probably one of the better passes of the season, and definitely one of the better passes I've seen Piolini throw. So that's just a testament to how they continue to improve, more specifically how he continues to improve as a first-time starter throughout the year. You know, he's definitely made some leaps and bounds from when I saw him make his first start against Army to where he is now this late in the season. So he continues to improve. Penn should have a very, very strong MVP candidate at the quarterback position for next season. But yeah, to continue, like I said, senior tight end Ben Klaus, miraculous touchdown to really kick off and jumpstart the Penn offense. Star tight end finished with 4 receptions, 22 yards and 1 touchdown. I think it was more than 22 yards, wasn't it? Give me 1 second. Yeah, no, he finished with 4 receptions, 41 yards and 1 touchdown. The touchdown was a 22-yard touchdown. That's what it was. But yeah, Ben Klaus continues to, you know, show he's one of the better skill players in the league, and in my mind, without a doubt, the best tight end in the league. Even though tight end, you know, traditionally is a very, very weak position across the league. By the time Ben Klaus has finished his career, he'll be one of the better tight ends in CSFL history. So that's definitely something to be proud of as a player. He continues to show that the tight end position is incredibly underutilized across the league. When you have a guy who can affect the running game and be a dominant pass catcher, it just opens so many things up for your offense. So it's big ups to Ben Klaus for putting on for the tight ends. Again, senior running back Kwame Kiever continues to dominate every game, I think, besides the first game. He's rushed for over 100 yards and at least a touchdown. So he's definitely making a strong case for MVP, but also, you know, first team all league and first team all CSFL. So he continues to show what type of dynamic playmaker he can be. And it's a shame that he's only going to get 2 seasons to really play. You know, had to wait his turn his freshman year, dominated his sophomore year. We all obviously went through a very hectic year last year, but he lost a year eligibility due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and now he's balling again as a senior. So, you know, just one more season of statistics would have him really grabbing at some all-time records, but still, testament to his talent, what he's managed to do in just 2 seasons is, again, a testament to his ability and the type of running back he is, and, you know, where that places him in the all-time conversation, particularly at Penn, who's had some, you know, all-time great running backs. By the time Laquan is done, he will cement himself as, you know, on that Mount Rushmore of running backs at Penn, and one of the best running backs in CSFL history. On the defensive side of the ball, junior linebacker Lewis Evans continues to lead the way in the middle. He finished with 8 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 1 sack, 1 forced fumble, and 1 fumble recovery. If I recall correctly, on Caldwell's first or second drive, they ran something up the middle to their star running back, Carl Watson, and Evans just stuffed it, sniffed it out. Looked like a predetermined blitz, but still just met, you know, Watson one-on-one in the tunnel of truth, and that was just a start of what was a very, very dominant night for him. But I remember that play very, very clearly. It just goes to show the type of linebacker that he is, captaining in the middle of that defense for Penn. As a group, the Penn defense sacked Cougars quarterback 7 times. So it was a really, really hard night for the Caldwell offensive line. But despite the 7 sacks, there were some instances where they did give Frank DeMeo enough time. He just couldn't find anything open downfield, and that ultimately led to the sack. But there were more than a few times where the Penn defense really put the pressure on DeMeo and the Caldwell offensive line. Penn looks to continue their winning streak as they welcome Alderson Brodus next week to culminate Alderson Brodus' season. Caldwell struck first, but again, they couldn't keep the W. Junior quarterback Frank DeMeo threw for 180 yards and 1 touchdown. And despite being sacked, he was sacked specifically 6 times. He did show his mobility, did make some amazing throws down the field after he had to break the pocket. Senior running back Carl Watson did what he could on the ground. He led the Cougars in rushing yards, was 46 yards. And junior wide receiver Jeremy Colon continues to show that he is one of the most dominant deep threats in the game right now, and is undoubtedly the best wide receiver that Caldwell has. He finished the game with 3 receptions, 64 yards, and 1 touchdown. Colon, like I said, has shown all year, you know, he has really good breakaway speed, creates a lot of separation with his athleticism, and has been, one of the most consistent deep threats throughout the CFL for this whole entire season. So definitely going to be a guy you got to look out for and circle when you go to play Caldwell's offense. On the defensive side of the ball, freshman defensive lineman Donnell Doster led the way for the Cougars. He had 7 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, and 2 sacks. And another guy I was really, really impressed with is freshman linebacker Andrew Coughlin. He continues to be impressive on a 2-3 game stretch right now. Very, very impressive play for the freshman linebacker. Shows a lot of versatility as well. He finished the game with 5 tackles, 1.5 tackles for loss, 0.5 sack. And again, he continues to be one of the better players for Caldwell defensively and continues to show me a lot despite being a freshman in his first season in the league. Caldwell heads back home next week as they welcome Army. Then we are going to keep rolling into it. Our next game is St. Thomas Aquinas versus Army. Army won this one 42-0. My player of the game is junior wide receiver Donovan Mannion. He finished with 7 receptions, 155 yards, and 3 touchdowns. So Army took a commanding lead in this one and kept it that way. Very one-sided game. Both sides of the ball were very, very dominant in this win for Army. Junior quarterback J.C. Watson continues to be the steady hand for the Army offense. Finished with 175 yards and 3 touchdowns. A stable of running backs for Army helped the team rush for 142 yards. 4, 5, 6 guys had some contributions to the Army running game. No one guy really stood out. The real star of the day for the Army offense, again, was junior wide receiver Donovan Mannion, who had a career high in receptions, yards, and tied his career high in touchdowns. So 7 receptions, 155 yards, 3 touchdowns. He continues to show that he is wide receiver number one there. Definitely came on this year. Not a guy I thought was going to be the wide receiver number one. I thought it was going to start to lean towards more Craig Hamilton, but Mania's definitely taking the reins as the number one guy there and should be the number one guy there next year as well. But he's really shown, you know, what a talented receiver he can be and that he needs to be the focal point of that passing offense. Coming after a guy, you know, like a Tom Williamson, you know, 2 seasons ago, Mannion definitely is showing that he can be a guy on a similar caliber in terms of a talent at wide receiver. On the other side of the ball, very, very well-balanced attack. 10 Army defenders had at least 3 tackles. 8 defenders had at least one tackle for loss, and four defenders had one sack or more. So very, very well balanced defensive effort. Spread the love all the way around for the Army defense. And that was actually their second shutout of this season this year. Army heads to Caldwell next week for their second straight CSFL North matchup in a row. For St. Thomas Aquinas, pass happy offense struggled to get going. Freshman quarterback Dennis Rordan only threw for 109 yards, no touchdowns, also threw two interceptions. The running game continues to struggle for the Spartans, only finishing with 29 positive rushing yards on the ground as a team. Bright spot for the Stack offense was undoubtedly junior wide receiver Makai Matthews. Led the team in receiving and receptions, 64 yards on four receptions. Matthews, another guy, again, who's shown that he is one of the better wide receivers in the CSFL, despite the, you know, the unfortunate losses, some of them not so close, some of them going down to the wire. He has shown in all of the games that he is one of the better receivers in the league, and he is a, you know, a matchup, a key point that you have to circle when you prepare for the St. Thomas Aquinas offense. Sophomore Davion Hicks led the Spartans in tackles with 12, also had a tackle for loss, and senior defensive lineman Tyreek Smith continues to be a menace. He finished with 8 tackles and 1 tackle for loss. Smith, again, another guy, despite some of the losses, has continued to show that he is one of the most dominant defensive players in the league this year. Despite, you know, some of the shortcomings of some of the team as a group, he has had some very impressive games all season. And, you know, it's going to go down as one of the best defensive players in St. Thomas Aquinas history, their young program's history. So he continues to be a guy who's going to show out, you know, win, lose, or draw. Stack takes their bye week before they welcome Chestnut Hill to New York to finish out their season. And lastly, we have Mansfield versus Alderson Brodus. Mansfield won this one 62-31. My players of the game, two players of the game this week, our freshman quarterback, Kasid Raymond, finished with 253 yards, 2 touchdowns through the air, 73 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns on the ground. And freshman defensive back, Kendall Smith Jr., he finished with 6 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, and an interception. Mansfield got the ball rolling once again. Despite the loss last week, they put up 62 points, season high for the Mountaineers this season. Freshman quarterback Kasid Raymond, again, got things back on track, led up the AB defense, 5 total touchdowns. He continues to be the catalyst for this offense and is making a strong, strong case for newcomer of the year, MVP, as well as our CSFL Hub Offensive Player of the Year. So he should be in the running for all 3 of those prestigious awards. Freshman running back Dominique Cherry showed his versatility, finished with 132 all-purpose yards on the day and 1 touchdown. Cherry hasn't had a lot of explosive games, but he's been very, very methodical in each game that he's contributed in. Over 100 rushing yards on the season and receiving yards. So he's definitely looking like he's going to be an all-purpose guy for Mansfield going forward in the future. Junior wide receiver Monte Drayton and senior wide receiver Eugene Hayes combined for 7 receptions, 141 yards, and 1 touchdown. Drayton had a career day, I believe, with the amount of receptions and yards that he had on the day. And again, my co-player of the game for Mansfield, Kendall Smith Jr., incredibly versatile day, affected the run game, affected the pass, covered some guys as well, made some big special teams plays. He's making a strong case for being an all-conference player from the league and the hub as well. Continues to play like that. He should be a shoe-in for both. And Mansfield has had a lot of young defensive backs show out this season at different points and times in the year. So Kendall Smith Jr. is definitely making a case to be one of the better young defensive backs, safety primarily, one of the better young safeties that the league has to offer. Junior linebacker Matt Robert continues to be that pace, that force in the middle, finished with 7 tackles, and 2.5 tackles for loss in the game as well. Mansfield hits the road next week to visit Navy as they continue to move forward. Alderson Brodus, despite the loss, continues to show improvement week to week, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. You know, junior quarterback Timothy Tillman is a perfect example of that. You know, I've said it in multiple podcasts. Tillman can definitely play. You know, it's just everything is developing around him. He's one of the older guys on the team, one of the only juniors on the team. So a lot of youth that continues to develop around him. But as they continue to get better, you start to see his game statistically looks a little bit better. He finished the game with 240 yards and 3 touchdowns. Managed to catch some of this game as well. Made a couple of big-time throws, breaking the pocket, keeping his eyes downfield, hitting his receivers in stride. You know, that's all you can really ask for of your quarterback as a leader and as a playmaker. And he continues to improve. I can't say it enough, man. If they just get on track, maybe next year, maybe the year after that, they hit their normal check marks that the new programs have to go through, they could really start, you know, playing in some big-time football games while they have him there, you know, next year as a senior. Again, made some big-time throws that you could just only, you know, marvel at, you know, despite the loss, despite the situations, despite the seasons. He definitely has been a bright spot for the Alderson Brodus offense and their program. His favorite target on the day was freshman wide receiver Latarian Barber, who had a career high across the board, 5 receptions, 112 yards, and 2 touchdowns. They really needed that freshman to step up with the loss of junior wide receiver Shimon Guinness, who didn't play and has been their primary offensive threat. But, you know, again, didn't take the win. Offensive line woes continue to struggle. Timmy Tillman was sacked 6 times, and the offense only generated 2 positive rushing yards as a team. So direct correlation to the offensive line play. And their youth, it's just they're young. They're young, still growing into their adult bodies. It's hard to ask a lot of freshmen and sophomores to block a lot of juniors and seniors. So, you know, I expect them to be better as time marches forward, as they continue to develop. You know, if they have that intrinsic motivation and drive to get better as individuals and as a unit, we should see some much improved offensive line play from them as their program continues to mature. Defensively, freshman linebacker Dalton Dunkel, you know, one of the more positive players for the AB defense, finished with 7 tackles and 1 pass broken up. AB finishes their season next week at home as they welcome Penn for the first time to West Virginia. So that was a rather short one this week. Only 3 games. The 4th game slotted for this weekend would have been Navy versus Cornell, but that game was ultimately forfeited by Cornell. I believe the reason was safety concerns due to them playing last Sunday. So Navy didn't get to play this week, but they're geared up to go again this upcoming week versus Mansfield. So should be a good one for Mansfield and Navy, despite Navy not playing a game this week. But looking forward to seeing the midshipmen get back on the field. Got some very talented players. I enjoy watching Brendan Atwood, Andrew Mariota, Margiata, Jake Smith at tight end. Some guys defensively I enjoy. Adam Weisenfeld as a safety. So looking forward to seeing some of my favorite players get back on the field as they look to continue their strong season. So that's a wrap for this week. Nice, short, sweet, and simple, right to the point. Coming down the home stretch, CSFL season has been absolutely amazing. I expect the finish to be one for the ages. A lot of records being broken. A lot of guys entering, you know, all-time territory in terms of their impact at their program and their impact in the league's history. So looking forward to documenting some of these guys who are going to be breaking some of these records in these last few games of the season. So as always, I am your host, Kyle. Thank you for joining me on the CSFL Hub podcast. I will catch you all next week. Peace.